always, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for the Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits here at CIDI 99.1 FM. For the next week and a half, we are going to be running special episodes with the candidates for the upcoming election for the Brome-Missisquoi region. Today's interview will be with candidate for the Quebec Solidaire Party, Alexandre Legault. Thank you so much, Alexandre, for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Very glad to be here.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about your background and how you got into politics?
Oh, it's a long story. I'm not that old. I'm 27 years old. I ran in the election in 2018 as well here in the region, in Brome-Missisquoi. And I ran mainly back then for so that we would start to do something about the environmental crisis and our social services, our healthcare system, our schools that were kind of deteriorating back then and still are today. And I think it's getting worse. In 2022, I'm coming back and I just want to keep working on this. I think the environmental crisis is getting a lot worse and we really have to do something about it. We had a debate on the environmental issues in the region here. It was held in Collinsville, in Massivanier. And my point there was to tell everyone, like, we are facing a major crisis. It is getting very bad. And what the science tells us is that we have until 2030 to make big adjustments to how we do basically everything in our society. We have to reduce our greenhouse gases to 55% for 2030. And that's 8 years from now. 8 years to drop half of our greenhouse gases emission is a short period of time. And it's a lot of work that has to be done. And Québec Solidaire is the party that has a plan that has been reviewed by independent experts that everyone has agreed that this plan will allow us to get to our objectives of reducing our greenhouse gases. And so that's why I'm running to put in place this plan, which includes protecting our environmental, protecting our water, protecting our agriculture, and basically protecting our people as well from what's coming for us in the next decades.
Yeah, that was a great leeway into my next question, was speaking about your political platform a little bit. So you kind of answered that question already. So I'll just move on to my next, is what specific issues do you plan to address here, specifically in Brome-Missisquoi? What is your focus here at the local level?
There's a lot to be done. My priorities are mostly everything that's regarding the environment, as I just mentioned. So we have to work on developing transportation system, as I'm already doing here in the region. We've spoken about it before. But so transportation systems here in Brome-Missisquoi is a priority for me. We made an announcement day saying that one of my big priorities would be as well to develop our food sovereignty. So to have a food sovereignty in Quebec and in Brome-Missisquoi, to be able to produce the food that we eat and not to depend on countries around the world that will be facing major environmental and climate change related catastrophes in the next decades, as we have seen in Europe this summer. And so we have to put on a big plan for our food sovereignty here in the region. And then we have to protect our water. We had a lot of droughts in the last years. And so that's everything we have to work on. And everything's turning around the environmental crisis for me. Yeah.
Okay. And at the provincial level as well, are there issues at the provincial level that you hope to address?
I think everything comes back to this issue of the environment. That's how Quebec Solidaire wants to bring it. It's the issue of the century. It's everything that we have to make a move on in the coming years has to be evaluated in regards to what's the ecological impacts of what we're doing and will this be sustainable for our future and for the next generations and even just for younger people now. And I'm 27 years old and I think I strongly believe that by the time I get 50 years old, I will go through major environmental disruptions here in Quebec. And so everything we have to do has to be regarded in the lens of what's coming for us, and not just in the next 4 years. And so that means that everything we are developing for our schools, for our hospitals, for our healthcare system has to be considered in that regard. So the other big issues are necessarily for me are the schools and our the education system and our healthcare system. We have met with nurses here at the BNP hospital and the union as well. It is getting worse. People are going to work in private agencies for nurses because conditions of the workers are just not there anymore, and they're not having fun, and they're being overworked, and they are looking for ways to get out of it. And sooner or later, if nothing is done, we'll have major issues in our healthcare system. So Quebec Solidaire wants really to reinvest in those systems, our healthcare system and our education system, to make sure that our teachers, our nurses, everyone is happy to do their job and can do their job properly because they're staffed properly.
Do you already have initiatives, projects, or perhaps ideas of legislative change in mind to help address these issues?
Yes, many, so many. Regarding transportation, we have announced that we want to develop transportation in urban areas. I think everybody does it. But for us, we really see the lack of transportation in rural areas as a major issue. We know that greenhouse gases coming from cars are one of the main contributors to our greenhouse gases in Quebec. And so, yes, we need electric cars, but we need alternative to cars. And that's what I do with the Project Caravan, the spontaneous ride-sharing system, carpooling system. We want to reduce the number of cars on our roads. And the way to do it is by developing infrastructures that can allow people to drop one of their car that they already own. So I think that for everyone, that's a way to get rid of a certain financial burden. So that's, I like that. And I like the fact that if we have buses, trains, trams in more dense areas and carpooling offers, and I think by putting all those in place, we will be able to provide these opportunities for people to use something else in their car. We are going to reinvest massively in our region so that they can afford to put up transportation systems. Right at the moment, and for the past, well, forever, basically, the budgets and collective transportation is basically non-existent for the need that we see.
And do you have anything to add in terms of education and health? I know that those were two other focuses. Do you have any projects or initiatives there as well?
Yeah, we really believe in the CLSCs. I guess CLSC,
yeah.
That's our local clinics, public clinics. We really believe that they are the front line. And we want to put more resources into them as they used to, so that when people have minor emergencies, that's where they can turn to. And they don't have to go to the hospital and wait overnight or for I don't know how many hours and for a minor emergency that doesn't need to go to the hospital. So we really have to reinvest in those. And at the same time, we want to develop the line 811, which is the healthcare line, so that this line will be the first place that where people can go. They can call and they will be redirected to where they have to go. Because one of the issue right now is that if you have an issue, if you have an health problem, whatever that is, most people, if you don't have a family doctor, or even if you have one and you don't know when you'll get to see it, you need somewhere to call and to be able to know where you have to go if you want to talk to a doctor, talk to a nurse, talk to a psychologist.
Now, one thought that is on everyone's minds going into this election is the new language law that was passed, Bill 96, especially here within the Anglophone community and other minority populations. And what's going to happen in the upcoming months now that the bill has passed? So depending on your position, why do you think the province is heading in the right direction with this bill, or why not? What are its impacts from your perspective?
Yeah, I know it's a big issue and I hear a lot about it. I've got a lot of Anglophones that call me and write messages to me to ask, like, what's our position on this and what do we think about it? There's a lot to be said. First of all, I'd start by saying that I don't do politics to do identity politics and to divide people on national identity and language. And I believe that's pretty much a waste of time and a not very honest way to do politics. But a bill was brought forward, so we had to deal with it. And the fact is that the French language has to be protected in Quebec. And we had to reinforce that regarding certain issues. And so Quebec Solidaire voted for the bill because we believe that it brought good reinforcement for the law. But there are bad things in the law. And so as a government, Quebec Solidaire would repeal certain of the elements of these laws. And we would also stop doing identity politics like we see with the CAQ. We want to do politics that are very inclusive. I personally strongly believe, and I think that's how we think at Quebec Solidaire, we believe in an inclusive society that will include everyone. And that's this diversity and the English speaking people in Vaumiscouin and everywhere else in Quebec and immigrants or any cultural community has something to bring to Quebec. And I don't think by splitting people we'll get anywhere with this, especially not with the issues that we're facing in the next decades. And so we will repeal the six-month clause that has been put forward in this law. I believe that is ridiculous. I don't know why that's there. I don't even see how they could apply it, to be honest. And more broadly, we want to consider a lot more the indigenous people perspective on that, because they were not really included in the process. And that's something we have to work on a lot here in Quebec.
Now, as a media organization that serves the Anglophone community, I will ask how you plan on serving the Anglophone population in here in Vaumiscouin and other minority populations. How will you ensure that their rights are protected?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of consideration for it. I'm not someone that really, well, as I just said, I'm not going to divide people using these issues. I don't think that's a way to move forward. And so, yeah, I'm just very open to discuss with everyone. And when there are issues that are specifically affecting Anglophone people, I'll always be there, basically. I'll always be there, that's for sure, because I don't make any discrimination regarding language.
Now, how do you plan, you were mentioning before how you plan on repealing. So is this how you plan on going about addressing this bill at the provincial level, is repealing to the National Assembly?
Repealing certain clause in the law. A certain clause in the law. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, why is this election so important? Why should people get out there and vote this year and vote for you specifically?
Because it's so important. It's so important. And I'm being told sometimes that I'm a bit pessimistic with what's coming forward, but I strongly believe that's what's coming ahead. And I'm not the only one saying it. We were watching a video earlier, and that's the UN Secretary General is saying, we are digging our own grave right now. And we have 8 years left to reduce like a tremendous amount of greenhouse gases that is being released daily in our atmosphere. And we cannot change this amount of emissions in a year or 2 years or even 4 years. And even 8 years is a pretty big challenge. We have made the calculation. It has been verified. We know that we can do it. That's the first thing, and that's why I still have hope. I know that we can do it. There's a lot that has to be done, and we have to do it as a whole society that includes everyone. So Quebec Solidaire has a plan to address the climate crisis, and that's pretty much our last chance to do something about it. And honestly, I don't know what's ahead of us if we don't do it. And I think that's scary. I'm 27 years old. I meet with younger people, but I meet now with with older people that are really concerned by this. And so if you are concerned by the environment, well, I think you have to vote for Quebec Solidaire.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Alexandre, that you wanted to mention, either about your platform, issues you plan on addressing, anything that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, the vote is on the 3rd of October. And if you want to get involved, you can find us on our website at Quebec Solidaire Equipe. And you can find me there. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. We even made a TikTok account. So yeah, reach out to us, and we appreciate all the help. And that's how we'll win. And we believe that we can.
Well, thank you so much, Alexandre, for being here with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.